On now with some more news items. We'll hear first that Norfolk firefighters held a first Memorial Day for their comrades. Then Future Radio of Norwich gets a boost with a success story of its regular business show, whilst Eco Festival in the Norwich City Centre at the weekend proved popular. Firefighters from across the county gathered to mark Norfolk's first Firefighters Memorial Day, honouring those who have died during service. The sirens rung out at Carrow Fire Station in Norwich in tribute to the 10 firefighters who lost their lives between 1942 and 1991. Crew members from Earlham, Sprowston, Wroxham and Acle joined the Carrow team to pay their respects with a minute's silence and parade led by Norfolk Fire and Rescue Services Assistant Chief Fire Officer Les Britsman. Carl Mills has served in the fire service for more than 33 years. He was stationed at Wroxham when fellow fighter Christopher William Betts died in 1987. He said, "When you join the fire service, you don't just join the service, you join a sister and brotherhood. It's like a big family, really. We haven't had any more deaths in the service for over 20 years, and it proves firefighter safety has come a long way." Watch manager at Carrow Station, Stefan Ryder, said, "It's very important to recognise the ultimate sacrifice that people have made with the aim of saving other people's lives."
What do a funeral director, a large firm of solicitors, the maker of the world's best marmalade and an expert in well-being all have in common? Well, the answer is they have all been guests on the Business Life show on Future Radio. Now in its sixth year, Business Life, hosted by Anna Stevenson and Richard Mourne, is arguably the best business show in East Anglia. They have met one of the secret millionaires, who said that after transmission of his show, he received 40,000 letters asking for money. The TV show profoundly moved him, and it was amazing to listen to his story of triumph over adversity. Business in Norwich continues to educate, entertain and surprise with its award-winning standards, depth of knowledge and astonishing diversity. Tune in every Thursday from noon to 2 p.m. and continue the lively interviews from all corners of the business world.
Budding eco-warriors learned the importance of protecting planet Earth at a free interactive city centre attraction. The One Planet Norwich Festival, organised by Norwich City Council at the Forum, attracted thousands of families, children and toddlers over 2 days. Thought-provoking and fun activities were put on to encourage adults to make small changes to improve the environment, as well as pass on an environmentally friendly legacy to youngsters. It included a cycle-powered cinema showing a Wallace and Gromit film, a cycle-powered race car track, and an interactive science show, seed planting, a photograph exhibition showing worldwide landscapes, a seed ball making workshop to encourage bees and nature, and guided walks. Visitors could also hear live music, learn about car sharing and allotment opportunities in the city, recycling, vegetarianism and veganism, and sustainable living.
The Broads National Park is in the running to be named the UK's favourite national park. An online competition organised by holidaylettings.co.uk is looking to crown the country's favourite park via votes it receives on the company's website. Voting ends at midnight on May the 16th, with the national park getting the most votes being named the UK's favourite national park 2017 the following day. Holiday Lettings spokesperson Saskia Wellman said, "The only national park which is positioned next to a city, the Broads National Park offers a unique mixture of land, lakes, rivers, wildlife, wooded valleys and human life. The park offers a huge and rare variety of animals and plants and guarantees breathtaking scenery and fascinating history. Despite just covering an area of 303 square kilometres, the Broads boasts some of the country's rarest wildlife."
With its eye-catching ziggurats, pioneering research and thriving art scene, the University of East Anglia is certainly a notable campus. It is also one which hovers high on the student satisfaction surveys and sits comfortably in the top 1% of universities worldwide. In April, UEA landed its highest league table rank so far, 12th out of 129 universities in the Complete University Guide, a jump of 15 places over 3 years. Its popularity has been put down to its respected courses, busy social scene, there are more than 200 clubs and societies, and proximity to Norwich, which is in itself often found on lists of the happiest cities to live in. Now on to our first feature. Derek James, a regular columnist on the Evening News, apparently had a story in last week's paper about a large bread oven. He follows that up this week with a feature on the Sunshine Bread Company. It is read by Alan Shirley.